Making Sense Common Again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Friday before Memorial Day. We've got a lot of news here. I'm going to get to the CIA MKUltra update coming out of Canada, as I promised I would yesterday. I didn't have enough time to spend on that, as well as the soldiers who are on the U.S. Nuclear missile bases taking LSD. What could possibly go wrong? Maybe we shouldn't be so worried about the little fat man. We should be worried about our troops on LSD at our missile man facilities. This is absolutely insane. Yeah, we got a war on drugs. I guess it's where the war on drugs meets the military industrial complex. Right there. Right there. And of course, it all comes back around, you know, to the CIA and their MKUltra program and their mind control programs. That's why we have LSD. It provided such a convenient justification for our unconstitutional war on drugs, didn't it? Really freaked out middle America when Kesey and Timothy Leary started their cross-country tour, tripping everybody out. Yeah, tripped out the middle class, and they said, I don't care how unconstitutional it is or what you got to do. You got to stop those drugs from the kids. And so now, after 50 years nearly of this, we're going back and taking a look at what a miserable failure it has been. It hasn't stopped even our security troops on U.S. Nuclear missile bases from taking LSD. That's how pathetic the war on drugs is. Hasn't stopped anybody from overdosing in federal prisons or state prisons for that matter. I mean, yesterday we talked about how MS-13 and other Mexican and Central American drug gangs, Hispanic drug gangs in the prison have basically taken over the L.A. prison. They run it. They run it. And they're running a drug trade inside the prison. They are running their mob operations on the outside from inside the prison. And they kill whoever they wish inside the prison, as well as giving them drugs and so forth. We're going to take a look at what's going on with Holly Weird. Harvey Weinstein is about to face the music. He's going to be turning himself in today. There were reports a couple of days ago that there was a grand jury convening. And you know the old saying, you can get a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich. Well, I guess you can get him to indict a Hollywood ham too, because now he's been indicted. He's going to be having to surrender to the authorities. And then we've got Morgan Freeman. And then there's also the Obamas and their connection with Netflix. There's a backlash building about that. And I think it's a very important thing for us to question whether or not we need to keep giving so much money to these former presidents. The lavish amount of money that they're able to get in terms of these speaking engagements. You know, H.L. Mencken said that an election is an advance auction of stolen goods. And now we see that it is not only that, but they also get a postpartum payoff, which is what's happening with these massive speaking fees everywhere. But there's another aspect to what's going on with the Obamas. They openly admit that they are there to train the next generation of communist leaders. I guess we should start calling Netflix community television, because they're going to be training the next generation of community organizers using the Obamas, who have promised that they will appear frequently as part of the programming. So they'll be doing documentaries and giving their spin on what is going on in the world and training the next generation. And to show you just how desperate things have gotten for the Democrats, you've got the governor of New York pardoning about 24,000 prisoners and giving them voting rights. That's right. And it may go up as high as 35,000. We're going to take a look at a couple of these guys, a couple of them who are cop killers. They actually were part of a group called the Black Liberation Army in the 1970s. They actually set up traps for cops and then assassinated them. And now you've got Governor Cuomo not only releasing them to the fury of many people in the community, especially the police, because it was police that were specifically targeted. They were killed simply because they were police. But then giving them voting rights, because you know what? If MS-13 and the cop killers don't vote for the Democrats, nobody will. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Friday before Memorial Day. We now have Harvey Weinstein turning himself in. He was indicted. It's very easy to get an indictment. As I said at the top of the hour, if you're going to indict a ham sandwich, you're going to indict a ham like Harvey Weinstein. And his red carpet walk has now turned into a perp walk. Let's take a look at Harvey Weinstein as he is turning himself in. And it looks like a scene out of the Cannes Film Festival. And if you put on the sound there, you'll hear as the pig himself steps out. You know, when I look at pictures of this guy, he always reminds me of Shrek for some reason. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Shrek without the green makeup. But as he walks in, you can hear all of the cameras clicking just like they would at Cannes, except it's for a different reason now. He is surrendering on sex assault charges. He did it today. More than 70 women have accused the co-founder of Miramax Studios and the Weinstein Company of sexual misconduct that spans decades, including rape. And that is what he is apparently going to be charged with at this point. And, of course, he gave birth to the Me Too movement. Even the London Metropolitan Police are expected to get involved in this with allegations of sexual assault against Harvey Weinstein. We've got, in addition to Harvey Weinstein, we also have Morgan Freeman now joining the Me Too list. He was accused of inappropriate behavior and harassment. There are now two organizations that have dropped Morgan Freeman from marketing campaigns after eight women have accused him of inappropriate behavior and sexual harassment. Women who previously worked with him told CNN he repeatedly made comments about their bodies or their clothing, and he frequently engaged in inappropriate touching. Visa said, "We are aware of the allegations that have been made against Mr. Freeman. At this point, Visa will be suspending our marketing in which the actor is featured." But you know, we look at Hollywood and we look at the Me Too movement, and we look at all this stuff. The question is, where has the public been? We've been eagerly soaking up and paying for and watching and buying all the content that these perverts have been putting out, people like Harvey Weinstein, for years. And the actresses as well. Many of them who were involved in this have been a part of this for pay. And the American public has been consuming this without any criticism. You know, it's they act out and film and sell their sex fantasies, and the American public eagerly consumes it. And then we get indignant when they do it in real life. What do you expect people to do in real life? And when you look at the dark content of the movies, are you surprised that it comes from a dark soul? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And out of their private lives, these filmmakers produce the fantasy films that you all consume. Think about that. That you show to your kids. Think about that as you look at this movie, Show Dogs, that's been created for children. As Free Thought Project, many others have pointed out, it has now been pulled from theaters and edited. Why? Because this is a movie about dogs that are show dogs and so forth. And it's set up for kids. And there is a grooming scene in it. And when I say a grooming scene, I mean that as a double entendre. This is not the first time we've seen this. We've seen this with a lot of Disney films. We started having back in the 90s, little subliminal things being put in by some of the Disney artists and so forth. But it's not subliminal anymore. And they're pushing the gender fluidity agenda, the feminist agenda, all these different agendas. They're very active in terms of pushing this Disney movies. But let's take a look at Show Dogs, for example. They said both human and animal rights organizations alike objected to the film's content earlier this week when it was revealed that a scene in the movie would most likely be interpreted as a pedophilia grooming scene, not a dog grooming scene, and that it was not suitable for children. The grooming scene, they're preparing the dogs for the fact that they're going to have to stand for inspection and so forth. And they thought it was real funny that they're going to have the dogs stand there and get used to having their private parts touched. And they object to it. And then they're told, no, 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 you got to allow this to happen and so forth. As some of the reviewers have said, it was dark and disturbing. It would be easy for children to see themselves and identify with this dog. I mean, that's the way it is set up in the movie. And to picture themselves being felt up by an adult as something that they have to do in order to win a prize or to please the people in authority. See, this is the darkness of Hollywood. They're coming for you. They're coming for your kids. They're coming for your very soul. And I say this as somebody who used to own video stores. I got out of them for that reason. It got darker and darker. And I saw things that were happening there. And I just could not, in all conscience, continue in that. And maybe you ought to think about what you're showing your kids. And think about what you're showing your kids if you got Netflix and the Obamas. Before we get to the content of what the Obamas are going to be putting out there for political purposes, I mean, they're going to be trying to sell you an agenda that is going to enslave and impoverish your children, not turn them into perverts like Harvey Weinstein and Show Dogs. But the Obamas have set up this Netflix deal. And, you know, it's interesting because they haven't released how much the Obamas have been paid. The price tag is confidential. We are not allowed to know how much they're paid. Do you find that interesting? I do, because they are basically our wards. We pay for the Obamas. We pay quite a bit of money to keep them going. In spite of their multi-year production deal with Netflix, in spite of their massive payoffs, and that's what it is, folks, massive payoffs for these speeches. We've seen this for so long with the Bushes, with the Clintons, with the Obamas. As I said at the top of the hour, H.L. Mencken used to say, an election is an advanced auction of stolen goods. And it is. And now they have turned it into a finer art where they can get paid off after the fact. You know, you do all these favors for particular corporations, multinational corporations, industries. You get invited after you have left office. You get invited and they give you $500,000 to speak for a couple of minutes or whatever. Absolutely patently absurd. This is blatant payoff and money laundering. We all know it. Come on. And yet we pay for their pensions. We pay for their health insurance. We pay for their staff and office expenses. And they are extravagant staff and office expenses. And this is for Republicans and Democrats. It's absolutely obscene, the amounts of money that we have to pay for these ex-presidents. There's an article from the New York Post pointing out how this all started. How did we get into this situation? You know, Thomas Jefferson was in pretty dire straits after he was president. In 1958, so was Harry Truman. He didn't have any savings. He didn't want to put himself on a corporate payroll. He didn't want to endorse products or profit from his White House, as they said. Even the money that he was earning from writing his memoirs after paying ruinous taxes was minimal. And let me interject here into this article from New York Post. Whose fault is it that the taxes were ruinous, Harry Truman? I think the buck stopped with him. He was responsible for his bucks leaving his desk or his pocket because of his memoirs, because he was the president who put in charge those ruinous taxes. He was basically a socialist anyway. But anyway, so Congress stepped in. They gave him a pension, health care, money for an office and staff, and extended lifetime Secret Service protection and on and on. And now it is just ballooned. with every subsequent president. Now they've got multi-million dollar deals on books. They're getting speech honoraria. Yeah, right. And now we got Netflix paying them to make propaganda movies because the Obamas say my next Netflix projects will help to train the next generation of leaders and it will heal our political divide. That's right. There will only be one and it will be under me. Me and my group of progressive socialists turn this country into Venezuela if they have their way. That's why I said maybe we should start calling Netflix community TV or community organizer TV. Obama said, we want to tell stories, and the Netflix deal becomes our platform. He's been telling us stories for 8 years, and now he's going to get paid big bucks to do it. That's absolutely amazing. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, pau d'arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Tesla and the autopilot crash in Utah sped up just before the crash. It went full Christine. Wahaha. Step on the gas. I see a parked fire truck in front of us. I'll take her out right now. Just like straight out of Christine. A Tesla that crashed while in autopilot mode in Utah this month accelerated in the seconds before it smashed into a stopped fire truck, according to a police report obtained by the Associated Press. Two people were injured. Data from the Model S Tesla electric vehicle showed that it picked up speed for 3.5 seconds, stepping on the gas there, shortly before crashing into a stopped fire truck in suburban Salt Lake City. The driver manually hit the brakes a fraction of a second before impact, she said. However, witnesses said they never saw any brake lights come on. The driver of the vehicle said that, she said that she had owned the car for 2 years and she had used the semi-autonomous autopilot feature. Maybe they should call it semi-pilot instead of autopilot, don't you think? Maybe that's part of the problem. When people make false claims, even if the false claims are what you name it, that is important to look at. Anyway, the semi-pilot, or as Tesla calls it, the autopilot, she said she'd use it on all sorts of roadways, including the very highway where it had attempted to kill her, speeding up as it saw the parked truck. Or maybe it was just a mistake. Mistakes were made by the computer. Can you imagine that? As we used to say when we program computers, garbage in, garbage out. It is no guarantee when you program these things that you are going, that everything's going to go as you planned. And things go wrong with technology. That's not what the industry has been telling us, is it? And you've had the regulators in Washington taking a powder and saying, nah, we don't care. These people who have, take a look at airbags, for example, how they have forced us to pay for airbags, that after your car gets a few years old, if the airbags get deployed, it'll basically total your car to replace them. You don't have enough, they're so expensive, you can't afford to replace them. But they totaled a lot of people in the early days, women and children in particular, going off. And so now they say, you know, put your kids in the back seat, or, you know, we had to beg them for a switch to be able to turn that off in our cars. Some cars have them, some cars don't. And then after we found the, you know, there's the wonderful airbag. After we found that there were defects in the Takata airbags that have now killed about a dozen people worldwide and continue to kill people, that as time went on, even though they were working as the National Highway Traffic Safety Board wanted them to work, maybe not the way that you wanted them to work, after they added a great deal of money to the cars and so forth, we found that some of these airbags that were made by Takata, if they're in a very humid environment, they develop a flaw and they can explode without there being a collision. And when they explode, it's like they send, it's like a small, improvised explosive device from the federal government right there on your steering wheel. And it sends shards of metal into your chest and face, killing a lot of people, injuring a lot of people, causing car crashes as well. So that's, you know, our government there protecting us. But they don't care about the autopilots. Just, you know, don't bother. We're not going to vet these things. We're just going to put them out on the road, and we're going to experiment with not only the people in the cars, but the people who are on the highway with the people who are in the cars that want to experiment with this autopilot. They said a witness told the police she didn't see the car illuminate its brake lights or swerve to avoid the truck ahead of it. Police say car data shows that the quote-unquote driver did not touch the steering wheel for 80 seconds before the crash. She told police she was looking at her phone. She was comparing different routes to her destination. Oh, wow. How wonderful. And in case you don't have a phone now, on the Model 3, they have put a giant iPad in the center of the dashboard, and you'll be able to use that if you want to even just change the direction of your air vents. You don't have an air vent there that you can grab and just, you know, change it without even taking your eye off the road. No, you have to pinch and drag and zoom and slide buttons and so forth on the screen. So one of the things, I had to rent a car not too long ago, and I found it very dangerous how to do basic functions like air conditioning functions and not even having, it did have physical vents that I could move around. But having to take my eye off the road and try to play with an iPad type of device. And yet it has become a key feature. If you read automobile reviews, which I frequently do, it's kind of a hobby of mine. If you read the automobile reviews, what they talk about anymore is just basically the audio system and the interface and the toys in the center of the car. They don't even talk about other stuff. I just read a review from one of the major car magazines. I can't remember which one it was. There's three of them that are pretty major. I don't remember which one it was, so I won't guess. But they were talking about a new Ford truck, the F-150, I think. It was the F. Maybe it was a Dodge. I don't know. Anyway, the bottom line was their entire review of this new truck was all about the busy box entertainment system there. They didn't talk about how comfortable it was, how well it handled, what the seating capacity was, what the truck bed capacity was, what it could haul. None of that stuff mattered to them. It was only that little entertainment system there. And I told my wife, I said, why are people paying $30,000 for a glorified iPhone that they can get inside of? And that's what this is turning into. This is what these car companies are selling us. And it's very dangerous. And we've had Consumer Reports basically call out the Tesla Model 3 on that. They said, number one, it's got the worst braking we've tested, and the braking, besides being extremely bad, is very inconsistent. And then it's got this thing in the middle of the car that distracts you to keep you from driving. But this lady didn't have that, so she was using her phone at the time, just like the lady who was in the Uber. This lady in the Uber. Okay, so what happened with Uber? They've been banned from testing in Arizona. They were shut down by the government, and they basically came out and said, you can't fire us, we quit. We're going to leave Arizona. But they're going to still continue testing in California, I think, and definitely in Pennsylvania, where they've got a big organization up there. But what have we learned in the last 24 hours? In this crash, remember this crash, the lady was going down. They had hired a driver to sit there as a human backup. And she was playing with a phone, just like this lady in the Tesla. And they've got a camera. We've seen the camera feed from both looking outside the car at the pedestrian who was run over and killed, and the so-called backup human driver. The backup human driver is looking down. The last minute, she looks up and, it's too late. And they said at first, well, it wasn't possible to see them. It's like, give me a break. She could have seen them if she'd been driving and if she'd had the brights on, as she should have. Yes, the lady walked out of the, came out of the out of the shadows, but certainly she should have been able to see that. But everybody was saying, wait a minute, the car should have been able to see it, because the car doesn't use headlights. The car's using LIDAR and other things to image what is ahead. And now we find out that the emergency braking was disabled when it was in self-driving mode. And so this thing detected the lady coming up there for a full 6 seconds. And they said that Uber has also set it off so that they could speed at night. Why would they do that? They disabled the emergency braking. They disabled the emergency avoidance system while it was on autopilot. And then they set a human driver in there, and the human driver just blindly trusts in technology. Because perhaps you never tried to create any technology. That's why I don't trust it, because I've been involved on the other side of it. We'll be right back.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I was just telling you in the last segment that we now learn that the Tesla car that the quote-unquote driver had turned over control to and was trusting to drive her, and it drove her at 60 miles an hour or so into the back of a fire truck, that it sped up for 3.5 seconds. As it crashed into the fire truck there. And, it had been following a car that was going a little bit slower. That car got out of the lane as the human driver noticed that there was a parked fire truck. So it changed, and got into a different lane. As the autopilot and the Tesla saw that car that it had slowed down because it had adjusted its cruise control. As it saw that car move out of the way, it started accelerating because it didn't see the fire truck that was coming. And I did it for 3.5 seconds, and she did not have her hands on the steering wheel for 80 seconds. But then we're talking about Uber, and you know, as we look at 73% of the fact, 73% of Americans are scared to use driverless cars. It's going to probably get worse as the information comes out. And when you hear what happened with this Uber car, I think that number should be going up. I said 73% of American drivers, and it's up 10% from last year, are afraid to use driverless vehicles. They said millennial demographic has been the most affected. These are people who, unlike my generation, getting a car is not a rite of passage. Getting a phone is. And it is a bigger deal for them to have a phone than it is for them to have a car. We have seen banks doing reports and say if they get into trouble, people today are more likely, if they get into financial trouble, more likely to pay their phone bill than their car bill because they value it a lot more. And so that has become a rite of passage. And so for even these kids who, for the most part, don't have jobs like they used to, don't have cars like they used to, don't have the kind of independence that they used to, even the millennials are looking at this. And a survey of 1,000 drivers has said from that age group, 64% of them said that they're afraid to ride in an autonomous vehicle, and that has increased from 49%. So it went from 49 to 64%. But they don't care. The government and the multinational corporations don't care if you want this. It's going to be forced down your throat. I hear people say that all the time. Well, I'm not interested in those things. So I'm not interested in the news about them. Well, you might get a clue about the fact that the federal government is waiving all safety concerns about this and the fact that they are moving ahead with the smart cities and the 5G in the cities and the bans on cars in the cities and so forth. You might get an idea that maybe they don't really care what you think. Maybe they don't really care if you have freedom and mobility to move around, or if you own a car, or if you want to live in the suburbs instead of the inner city. They want you to live in the inner city, and they're not going to build the roads. They're going to force you into the cars, and they've got a number of ways that they can do it. They can make the insurance so expensive. They can make the fuel so expensive that you can't afford to drive a traditional car. But let's take a look, and just in case you're one quarter of people who aren't concerned about the safety of self-driving cars, let's take a look at what happened with the Uber car. Because this is a self-driving Volvo. Volvo is very adamant about the fact nobody is going to die once we have robotic cars. Ain't going to happen. But as we're looking at this, what they said was that Uber had disabled the emergency avoidance as well as the emergency braking. And they said they do that while the car is under computer control in order to, quote, reduce the potential for erratic vehicle behavior. Think about that. The people who are using and testing these cars say that if I put it under computer control, I might have erratic vehicle behavior, especially in an emergency. Well, if you can handle this in an emergency without erratic behavior, these things shouldn't have that kind of control. And as Reuters points out, this report gives new fuel to opponents in Congress who have stalled a bill designed to speed the deployment of self-driving cars. Just waive all the regulations for these cars. We're going to have a test on the highway with you, with your family, with your kids. We're not going to tell you which cars are out there under autopilot control. And we're not going to test these things, even though we have added thousands and thousands of dollars to the cars for all these little safety devices that may or may not be, in many cases, they're not useful. But they're going to just waive it for the self-driving cars. They said it also, Reuters says it also puts a spotlight on the fact that the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration does not test self-driving vehicles or certify them before deploying them on U.S. roads. And so when we look at this situation, TechCrunch kind of breaks this down as to what was going on in this particular instance. Not only was it shut off, the collision avoidance and the emergency braking shut off because, you know, if you leave those kind of controls there in an emergency, it might act erratically. We don't want to have that happen. They disabled it in autonomous mode. So what was happening with this was for 6 full seconds, They saw the woman who was killed, Elaine Hirschberg. The vehicle saw her for 6 seconds and never even slowed down, just plowed right over her. What was going on in those 6 seconds? Well, first it identified her as an unknown object. We have a UFO approaching from the side here, or maybe a UPO, unidentified pedestrian object. No problem. Full speed ahead. If it's a Tesla, maybe it would have sped up. I don't know. Then it identified this lady who was crossing the road pushing a golf cart. She was homeless. Then it identified her as a vehicle. Next, it identified her as a bicycle. And then in the last 1.3 seconds, about 80 feet away, and the car was going 40 miles an hour, the Uber system said, maybe I should put on the brakes. But the brakes were disconnected for the autopilot that was driving it. And the human was disconnected, playing with the phone in her lap. And so it didn't do anything. It might have been too late at that point anyway, at 1.3 seconds, only 80 feet away, going 40 miles an hour. Might have been too late. So, you know, when we look at this, it said Uber said that it had disabled the car's ability to respond in an emergency, even though it was authorized to speed at night. Authorized to speed at night? So you turn off the emergency avoidance, you turn off the emergency braking, and you authorize it to speed at night. What in the world is going on here? Arizona has barred Uber from further testing there. And then Uber said, well, we have ended our program. That is the insanity. So what is Elon Musk doing? Elon Musk, with all this stuff that's going on, says, I'm not being treated fairly by journalists. So he's going to set up a site that is going to vet the truthfulness of journalists and maybe the truthfulness of the National Highway Traffic Association as they investigate his car accidents. And guess what he's going to call it? Pravda. You might want to think of it a different name. I don't know. You know, Pravda was the official communist newspaper in Russia. It meant truth. They had two papers, Truth and News. Pravda and Izvestia. And of course they said there is no truth in Pravda. There's no news in Izvestia or something like that. Yeah. And that was true. There wasn't anything there. The people who lived in communist Russia were not stupid. They knew that they were being lied to, just like the people here know that we're being lied to as well. And yet Elon Musk, as Zero Hedge points out, goes full conspiracy theorist. He says that this is all this bad press that he's getting. It isn't because he cut off the analysts who were asking him why he couldn't mass produce the cars that he had booked 2 years ago. He said, that's boring. You're gone. Shut them off. Anybody else asks any questions about economics in terms of cash flow or manufacturing ability? You're purged. Sorry. Goodbye. No, it's not him. It's not what he does. It's not his failures. It's big oil conspiring to shut down his subsidized electric vehicles. That's what it is. Now, the problem is journalists who are under constant pressure, says Elon Musk, to get max clicks and to earn advertising dollars or get fired. Tesla doesn't advertise, but fossil fuel companies and gas and diesel car companies are among the world's biggest advertisers. Don't pay attention to the fact that he gets billions of dollars from the government to push this system of transportation control for the future.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Magicians who provided the wondrous apparition. Well, the whole psychedelic 60s began at the CIA. That's right. They assassinated some of the scientists who were involved in the early development of the program. They used it to push the war on drugs. And now we've got security troops on a U.S. nuclear missile base found to be taking LSD. One of them said, "I felt paranoid." Another one marveled at the vibrant colors. All those animals playing on the lawn. Look. One of them is riding a missile, kind of like Dr. Strangelove. You know, that's how you stop worrying and learn to love the bomb. Just drop some acid, man. Chill out. "I absolutely just loved altering my mind," said a third one. AP says, "Meet the service members entrusted with guarding nuclear missiles. Among the most powerful in America's arsenal, Air Force records obtained by the AP show that they bought, distributed, and used hallucinogen, LSD, and other mind-altering illegal drugs as part of a ring that operated undetected for months at a highly secure military base in Wyoming. After investigators closed in, one airman deserted to Mexico." "Although this sounds like something from a movie, it isn't," said Captain Charles Grimsley, the lead prosecutor. They said a slip-up on social media by one of the airmen was what enabled the investigators to crack the drug ring. You know, what would we do if we didn't have social media? I think that law enforcement would totally be clueless as to what's going on with anything. That's the only way they ever catch anybody with anything. And they falsely accuse a lot of people of crimes that they didn't commit because or being of danger because of the stuff that they see on social media. Now, they tell us that none of the airmen actually used the drugs while they were guarding the missiles on duty. Okay, you want to believe that? I got a bridge I'll sell you. They said there's multiple checks to ensure that airmen who report for duty are not under the influence of alcohol or drugs, and they're able to execute the mission safely, securely, and effectively. But as these guys talk about this, and this was the intention of LSD, it rewires your mind. There you go. Yahoo. There's Slim Pickens taking it right down. right out of Dr. Strangelove. One guy says, I felt paranoia. I felt panic. That's exactly what you want with somebody who is guarding the nuclear missile silos and has his finger on the button, right? He said under oath at a court martial, he confessed to using LSD 3 times while off duty. First time was in 2015 summer. He says, shook him up. I didn't know if I was going to die that night or not. Recalling another episode with LSD, he said it felt almost as if I was going to have a heart attack or a heat stroke. Others said they had profound effects from even small amounts. They repeated paranoia, fear, panic, unwanted, overwhelming feelings, and unwanted life-changing spiritual experiences and flashbacks. Yeah, like I said the other day, you know, this is something that, although LSD is a new synthetic version of it, drugs are always referred to as witchcraft. You know, as I said the other day, pharmacia, the word translated as witchcraft in the old King James Bible. It was part of rituals, but it also profoundly changed people deeply, deeply, opened up spiritual things to them. Maybe places that they didn't want to go. And yet, who is it that created this and put this out? It's the CIA. And as we're looking at this story, and as I pointed out yesterday, we have now got the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation and other people in Canada. There's more than 40 Canadians. For the first time, they're getting together. And in a lot of cases, these are the family members of people who have passed on. They're getting together and they're putting together a class action lawsuit against the CIA because of Project MK Ultra. Now, MK Ultra has been the subject of a lot of people's looking at this. You know, this is center of mind control, so they can do assassination. They can set people up and then have triggers. These people don't know what they're doing. Yes, of course. Of course that's what they want to do. They're the CIA. That's their mission as they see it. But it's not anything that has changed. You know, when we talk about the what happened to these people, as I say, well, they shut the program down in the 1970s. No, they didn't. The Obama White House pushed forward along with DARPA, and of course the CIA is going to be involved in this, the BRAIN Initiative. And they're looking to do the same stuff with other tactics, with electronic control, with implants, with remote control, with radio frequency waves, with DNA implantation. You know, the story that I covered a little over a week ago, where they're altering they're training snails to respond to a certain stimuli, and then they could remove some of the DNA from the trained snail and put it in another snail, and the memory would go with it. This is what LSD was intended to do in the first place by the CIA. It was a crude first attempt, but they've been working on this stuff since the 40s, the 50s, the 60s. They're still working on the same project, still trying to rewire people's brains, still trying to control their minds and their behaviors remotely. They're just getting more sophisticated at it. And now they're not spending millions of dollars. They're spending billions of dollars to delete memory, to implant memory, to rewire brains. Here's what some of the people said. Of course, this was a CIA-funded brainwashing experiment. They call it brainwashing. It was Dr. Ewan Cameron, who was director of the psychiatric hospital between the 1940s, 50s, and 60s for the CIA. This group that has been put together is called Survivors Allied Against Government Abuse. They have a Facebook page. They said Cameron, this psychiatrist, conducted depatterning and psychic driving experiments that attempted to erase a patient's memories, even attempted to reprogram them with new thoughts, precisely what DARPA is doing today. The Canadian government funded him with roughly $500,000 in 1950 through 65. That'd be about $4 million today. And they got sizable funding, they don't say how much, from the CIA. Project MK Ultra at Allen Memorial Institute in Montreal operated using a front organization called the Society for the Investigation of Human Ecology. In many cases, Cameron tested drugs like LSD and PCP. He used medically induced sleep for extended periods. He oversaw extreme forms of electroshock therapy and sensory deprivation. This is your CIA at work here, folks. These were innocent people who went in for mild depression, and they came out completely ravaged, and their life was ruined, said the niece of one individual who was destroyed in that. Another one, talking about her mother. She read a note from her mother that said, "They destroyed many parts of me. I'm lucky to be alive." She said her mother was admitted to the facility as a teenager because she had mild depression. Bardosh claims that her mother spent 6 months in Cameron's MK Ultra program where she was developed acute schizophrenia, and it ruined her entire life. She said, "It's horrific to go back. It's very emotional. For me personally, it took me years to be able to even read my mom's medical records." See, these are the monsters at the CIA. And I have a story about what's going on in Yemen as we get involved in that war for our head-chopping allies, the Saudis. Yeah, we're involved in Yemen, and guess how we're involved? We've got our CIA there working alongside the United Arab Emirates as they torture Yemeni prisoners. Yes, that's right. It's still going on, the CIA torture program. We're going to talk about that when we come back. We're going to talk about how regime change never changes anything. I've got a report here from a former instructor at West Point. He taught history, and he lived history. He went to Iraq, and he talks about what he saw firsthand there and what has happened in Iraq with the recent elections. The guy that they were fighting there in Iraq is now the president, and he's allied with Iran. And yet we just keep doing the same thing over and over again, even though it doesn't work. You got the CIA still out there doing torture. You got DARPA still out there and trying to rewire minds and trying to remotely control people, and the government giving them a blank check to do that. And when you look at this stuff, when you look at the self-driving cars and the transportation control grid that they're setting up here, folks, they understand exactly what they're doing. Do you understand what they're doing? It's a UN plan to confine you in the cities. They want to take away your ability to shoot, your ability to communicate, and your ability to move. They will control your mind and everything that you do. That, nothing less than that will suit them. These people are megalomaniacs, and they're using your money. They're using your government. And this stuff is not changing. It's not changing. There's a glimmer of hope on the horizon, and it is coming from the lowly pot plant. And I say that because it gives us an opportunity to turn back this encroachment of federal authority. Not that I worship pot, not that I think it is a panacea or a cure-all. Yes, there are some very strong medical uses for it, but perhaps the biggest medicine that we could get from the pot plant is to rediscover the Constitution and the 10th Amendment, and to take back power from this cancer that is Washington, D.C. We'll be right back with David Knight.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the U.K. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material
from InfoWarsStore.com. You are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Through the electronic Berlin Wall of disinformation, it's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Welcome back. Here we had a working paper from a couple of different universities, University of Kansas, West Virginia University, taking a look at the Flint, Michigan drinking water issue with the lead that got into the water. And they had a report on the Huffington Post. They said, we can correlate this to nearly 300 extra fetal deaths. And that is a disaster, folks. That is a tragedy. It truly is. And yet we have 3,000 abortions each day. So at 10 times the number are aborted. Nobody talks about this. They said between 198 and 276 more children would have been born had Flint not enacted the switch in their water. They looked at the fertility and the fetal death rates in Flint before and after the city's water became contaminated with lead. So, I mean, they're looking at fertility rates as well. You know, kind of like birth control. So what are they complaining about? They should get a medal from Planned Parenthood for this, don't you think? Maybe Planned Parenthood can take over our water supply. Increase infertility, increase abortions. Just do it naturally. They found that fetal death rates increased in Washington, D.C. following a similar chemical treatment to the city's old water pipes. Just like in Flint, they started using these chemical treatments, and as they put this new chemical treatment in, it began to leach lead out of the water supply. And they saw a spike in the amount of lead found in the city's water. Washington's experience with an increase in fetal deaths occurred in 2001. That was 15 years prior to what happened in Flint, Michigan. But nobody cares when it is done deliberately. They only care when it happened accidentally. And today we have in Ireland, it's going on right now as we speak, an election. And they're deciding whether or not they're going to overturn a fundamental right that is recognized in their constitution, a right to life. They have an Eighth Amendment to their Constitution that says that there are equal rights to life of both mother and child. And there's a big campaign there by the mainstream media, by the politicians, by the Hollywood people, by U2, to try to change this protection of life of the child. There's an article on WND from Bob Just, and he said, to our Irish friends who are deciding on abortion, he said, it bothers me that the typical abortion debate seems to always ignore one key factor, and that is what it means to grow up as a child in an abortion-permissive society. You know, I played for you yesterday, the guy who was saying, look at what is going on in the U.K. You know, we had 11 kids just recently, according to the U.K. Health Report, this wonderful, vaunted National Health Service that they've got there, didn't want to correct something that's very easily corrected, cleft palates. So what they did was they did a lethal injection into the hearts of the fetuses and aborted them because they didn't want to be bothered to correct the cleft palate. And he gave other examples of many other things. And he talked about how it dehumanizes a society to lose respect for life of the most helpless among them. And we have seen how that has worked out in the UK. We have seen Charlie Gard and the most recent case in the UK, where they take children who, yes, they have a very dire health situation, but there are people who hold out a sliver of hope and say, we have a new experimental treatment in the United States And even though they raised the money with crowdfunding and so forth, they were not allowed to take the children out of the grasp of the national health system in the UK. They said no. They took it to court. They appealed to the government to be allowed to treat their children. They said, no, we're not going to let you go out. We're not even going to let you determine how you're going to let your child die in hospice. You're going to stay here where we say you're going to stay. You're not going to have any choice about how to treat these children or whether to treat them. And we're not going to give you any hope of any kind of experimental treatment. We're going to deny that to you. This starts with abortion. And then you can just murder children because they got a cleft palate. Or you can deny health care to the most desperate. You can deny parental rights. That's what happens to a culture. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and as I said at the top of the hour, we have Ireland voting right now as the program is going on, voting to decide whether or not they're going to protect innocent life. Or whether they're going to allow abortion. They have a constitutional amendment. It's their 8th amendment. You know, we have 27 amendments to our constitution. I don't know how many they have. But it's their 8th amendment. We're going to have a discussion coming up before long whether or not we're going to get rid of the 2nd amendment. The Democrats are bringing it up on a regular basis. Well, the 8th amendment in Ireland is that the mother and child have equal protection in terms of their health. So they treat them equally. It isn't like, this is my body. Because it isn't. They recognize that simple fact. It is going to have a profound change on their society if they get rid of this. And it looks like that proposition is in the lead right now. They have used social media to purge anybody from getting ads by Google. They were able to serve ads on some websites, and The Guardian and other liberal papers that are pushing this very hard were very upset about that. How dare you allow them to speak out on this? You've got to shut them up. We don't like their point of view. Because the mainstream media and the politicians and the government are all united in the fact that they have to have abortion. They want that. They want to kill the kids. And so it's only the people who would take ads out, the people that they are gagging, that would provide an alternative view. So they're very intent on shutting that down. And, you know, it's kind of interesting, too. I'll just throw this in here as an aside. Russia Insider points out that Twitter is now purging Bulgarian users if they tweet in Cyrillic. You know, that special language that was created in Russia by, Methodius and Cyril. I can't remember what the guy's name is. It's a variation of Cyrillic. That's why they call it Cyrillic. But you had a couple of monks who went there, and they created a written language for the people. And so they have a completely different character set, obviously, as you've seen in Russia. And Twitter has now identified that as being Russian-linked, even though there are 15 countries that use that character set. If anybody tweets in that, you immediately get suspended, and your messages get filtered out of the system. Because Russia, Russia, Russia. That's kind of broad censorship. But that's what they're doing to the debate in Ireland about abortion. And there was an article that I pointed out at the top of the hour from WND, a guy named Bob Just, and he said, one thing that's being ignored is what it means to grow up as a child in an abortion permissive society. And he said, I ask our Ireland friends to consider the following before they vote on whether or not to maintain their national ban on abortion. He said when he grew up, he was a Democrat. He was for abortion. He says he's regretted those views now, but he said his mother divorced his father when they were 5 years old. She was a secular, progressive, an atheist. She decided all of her core life decisions were hers to make. Didn't matter. She didn't take into consideration any socio-religious norms of the day. And he said she would call herself a free thinker, but he said in spite of all that, as he got older, he started to think about what an amazing thing it was that he was even born. The children are born. He said, nobody controlled my creation. He said, I wasn't the result of a decision because although my parents wanted to have my brother and me, it was something beyond them to control. They could try to have a baby, but ultimately it wasn't up to them. Many people try to do that and can't do that. So he said, beyond any religious thinking, because he didn't come to any religious beliefs until much later in his life, he said, beyond that, he began to realize that there was some kind of a mystery about him, something that was different. He said it was this, that an abortion-permissive society steals from children, this amazing journey of self-worth and discovering your purpose. You see, our founders alluded to that when they said we are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. And among those are life, the very first one. You're endowed by your Creator with life. That's not something you're endowed by your parents with. If you're endowed by your parents, they're nothing special, then you don't get any rights, right? What they were appealing to was natural rights that are so despised by the left and the progressives and the socialists and people like Joe Biden. I'll never forget listening to the Clarence Thomas hearings on radio because my wife and I were on vacation at the time. We were driving through the Blue Ridge Parkway, and I was taking the curves as fast as I could without getting caught. And listening to the Clarence Thomas hearings and Joe Biden being absolutely livid that Clarence Thomas would have written about natural rights. And I was absolutely livid that he was livid about it. Because I said, this guy absolutely despises the foundations of our government and the foundations of our rights because he wants to make everything a government-granted privilege, even your life a government-granted privilege. But as Bob Just talks about this, he goes on to say, you know, we've got a writer for National Review quoting Psychology Today saying the average high school student today has the same level of anxiety as the average psychiatric patient did in the early 1950s. I got more about this. I'm going to tell you about that. But because we put all that kind of pressure on them, and the world that they're living in, that they're growing up in, is what is really behind the mass shootings that we're seeing. We have really transformed society. And he said a big part of this is that when you grow up in a society that doesn't value human life, that says that the mother can decide to kill the child, it leaves the decision of life to the mother. She is going to have a baby, and she will decide whether she has a baby or not. She can abort it. She can edit the moment. She can end the life. And then she can erase the child from history. So he says, what does that do to a child's sense of personhood? Because he grew up with a mother like that. I didn't grow up with a mother like that. I didn't grow up with a mother that had that kind of attitude. I didn't grow up in an abortion-permissive society. But he did. And so he's speaking about it. He says, our children are no longer a spectacular mystery that is outside of their parents. They're no longer something that even the parents had to accept as being beyond their power. And he said, one day, we Americans might come to realize that our lives cannot be left up to another human being. Ah, that's the key, isn't it? See, the reason that our government embraces Planned Parenthood and defends it so much is because we have to understand that our lives are not our own. We don't belong to ourselves. And other people, even our mothers, can make life or death decisions about us. No. That is not a decision that another human being should make. Contrast that, as I said at the top of the hour, contrast that idea to the outrage and the justifiable outrage over what happened in Flint, Michigan. Children damaged. A new report from a couple of universities saying that we think that this caused the death of 300 fetuses. Can't call them babies. Fetuses. 300 extra fetal deaths because of the Flint, Michigan situation. And as I point out, Planned Parenthood is killing 10 times that many per day. And we pay for it. We pay for it. You hear all the liberals saying, this is an outrage. There wasn't enough government funding to protect these children from drinking lead or to stop these 300 extra fetal deaths. And yet they demand that we pay for abortions. That is the sickness of our society. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the terror attacks today. In the last 24 hours, we had a couple of guys go into a cafe in Toronto, explode an improvised device there. Fortunately, nobody has died. 15 people have been severely injured, three of them critically. We had a shooting at a restaurant that was stopped by an armed citizen, a good guy with a gun. He stopped the shooting at the Oklahoma restaurant. And we're going to talk about the aftermath of this Santa Fe shooting. We've actually got a clip of MSNBC trying so desperately to get the students there to give them the same talking points that they got from some of the students at Parkland, because all the students at Parkland did not agree with David Hogg and Emma Gonzalez. They didn't agree with what they were saying. And the students at Santa Fe don't. And Ted Cruz has pointed this out. But we're going to play the clip for you where the MSNBC reporter is desperately trying to get her narrative there, looking for that soundbite. She can't find anybody that's going to bite on it. And maybe the issue is that the mass shootings are causing people to look at whether or not we should have mass schooling. Should we have mass schooling? We'll talk about that, too, when we come back. Stay with us. Also, Alexa. Alexa goes crazy. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We have a shooting that has just taken place just outside of Indianapolis. In a suburban Indianapolis middle school, they had an active shooter situation. It has now been reported the suspect is in custody. Two victims are en route to the hospital, says Sergeant John Perrine of the ISP Indianapolis. We're going to talk about the attack at a restaurant as well as an attack at a restaurant in Canada as well as one in Oklahoma City. A lot of violence in the last couple of days. Before we get to this, however, I want to tell you about the Memorial Day blowout that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, it's Memorial Day weekend, and we have a massive sale. We've got 50% off many different items, supplements, gear, many other things. As a matter of fact, we've got InfoWars Life Select 1 year, 6 year, 3 month food supply, 50% off and free shipping. A massive savings. We've got free shipping store-wide, but when you can get free shipping, a large supply of food and 50% off. And of course, this food is storable for 25 years. It's made in America. It's non-GMO. You can reseal it. It's the best packaging you're going to find anywhere in storable food. Again, 1 year, 6 month, 3 month supplies, 50% off plus free shipping. Some of the other specials that we have at InfoWars store that are 50% off. The Real Red Pill Plus, X2, BioTrue Selenium, Immune Wall, Pollen Block, all those 50% off and all the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping this weekend for part of the Memorial Day blowout. We really do appreciate your support. It keeps us independent, and it keeps this program on the air. All right, let's take a look at what happened. First of all, in Toronto, just outside Toronto, an Indian restaurant. Yesterday, we had 15 people injured, three of them critically. Two masked men walked into the restaurant, and they exploded an improvised bomb. Now, the police sergeant is saying we have no indication to call it a hate crime or any kind of terrorism act. It's like, you don't think so? Got a couple of guys walk in wearing masks and leaving a bomb. You don't think that's terrorism? I don't know. They said, and this is the tragedy of this, they were holding a child's birthday party. They said glass was broken in the street, said witnesses. There was a child's birthday party. Everything was destroyed. Lots of blood on the floor. Many people were screaming. They were trying to run out from the restaurant. There was a guy with glass inside his eyes. Many people were bleeding so much, they said. Out of the 15 injured, three were very seriously hurt. However, they are now reported to be in stable condition. The two men detonated an improvised explosive device. And again, they're wearing jeans, dark-colored hoodies. One had his face covered with a black cloth. But the police chief says he doesn't think it's terrorism. Maybe it's not even a hate crime. Who knows? It was just a, you know, just one of those things. They decided they'd show up to the birthday party. We also had an Oklahoma City restaurant. We had an armed citizen gunning down a shooter yesterday, killed him. This was at a bar and grill. He walked in, opened fire, striking two people. The gunman was then fleeing the scene. A bystander armed with a pistol confronted the shooter and fatally shot him outside of the restaurant. The Oklahoma City police captain said, right now, all I know is that it was just a good Samaritan that was there, and it looks like he took the right measures to be able to put an end to a terrible, terrible incident. Well, good for him.
I'm glad that the police chief, the police captain, rather, Bo Matthews, recognizes that. The people that were shot were a woman and a girl. He walked in the restaurant. Perhaps he knew them. I don't know. The mother and daughter were celebrating a birthday. Again, both of these things, birthday celebrations. But I think it shows us, as we see in Toronto, that it isn't the tool. It is the person. And it is a good person who happens to be on site who can stop these types of things. That's what we saw in Oklahoma City. One man broke his leg. Some media sources have said that he broke his arm, not clear if his arm or leg, as he was trying to run out of the restaurant. A fourth person suffered a minor injury. But other than that, the two people that were targeted by the shooter, who was killed by the good guy, are the ones who were injured, and they have they're still undergoing treatment, but not in serious condition. And so then we have Senator Ted Cruz, and he's talking about the media as they're trying to get a narrative. I'm going to play a clip for you from MSNBC, but first I want to tell you what Ted Cruz said. Senator Ted Cruz, Republican here in Texas, he's up for re-election this year. He says, CNN and other media outlets aren't giving these students at Santa Fe, Texas, they aren't giving them the kind of wall-to-wall coverage that they gave to the Parkland, Florida shooting. So because there's general support for the Second Amendment here in Texas, and I'm going to play that for you in just a second. He called the Santa Fe students, the Santa Fe students told him that they don't believe more gun control is a way to make schools safer. He said, something's wrong with our schools. When we were kids, this wasn't a part of going to school. And we're going to talk about that in the next segment. But he said he's heard a lot of good ideas from his conversations with students. But he said after the Parkland shooting, CNN had round-the-clock coverage of the students calling for aggressive gun control because that was their political agenda of CNN. I said, in this case, the students aren't calling for that. And suddenly the media isn't interested in covering it. MSNBC tried to get the sound bites. And here's what happened to the reporter there at the Santa Fe, Texas school.
You think about Parkland that happened in February. There's been a national debate about gun safety and gun reform. What do you guys think should be done?
Yeah, it's just kind of hard to control some of this stuff. I just say, you know, you got to be kind to others. Because it could, you mean, say one wrong thing to one kid, and that could set it off.
Have you heard what you want to hear from lawmakers, from the governor, from your senators?
Try again.
I haven't heard much, but I've seen stuff about our school, and somebody said that they're going to be donating metal detectors to our school. But I just think just simply locking the doors to the anywhere, just locking the doors from outside, having the kids all come in one way, looking for suspicious things, locking the doors to every classroom, that'll prevent a lot of things from happening.
We saw the teens in Parkland really become the voices of the movement for gun reform across the country. Now your voices have become all important. How do you feel about that responsibility on your shoulders right now, Trent?
It's just kind of, you know, what it is. You know, it's sad that it happens everywhere, but, you know, you just kind of have to go through it.
This generation, Stephanie, as you heard, I mean, the stats are staggering, and they are showing unity, resilience, incredible example, not only for the community of Santa Fe, but for the rest of the country and the world. Thank you guys for joining us today.
And they're not biting on her pathetic attempts to demonize a tool or to take away their freedom to protect themselves and to protect other human life. You know, we have life and liberty, and we have the liberty to protect our life, and that's what she wants to take away. You saw how she's feeding that. She says, well, what do you think about these politicians? Don't you think they need to do something? You know, isn't this a chance for you to do some gun reform? Come on, you know, you can be a star. Here's the microphone. You want to grab it and go full David Hogg on me? I said, no, I think maybe what we need to do is lock the doors. I think maybe we need to have some people who are going to be watching out as to what's going on, because we're not going to change the nature of humans, folks. That's really the issue. And that's what Ted Cruz said. He said, something is wrong. Yes, something is wrong with our society. Remember last week? And it was released early. In the aftermath, there at Parkland, we had Ray Comfort go around, a Christian filmmaker, and he started asking these kids, was what the shooter did evil? Well, I can't call it evil. I can call the guns evil. I can call rape evil, but I can't call shooting a woman evil. Because we don't really know what's going on. It's all relative. We don't, you know, it's just relative morality. Ted Cruz said, this wasn't a part of going to school when he grew up. It wasn't a part of America when I was growing up. And we've had yet another one today. There is something very sick in our society and in our school. We'll be right back.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it, but boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You just saw that MSNBC reporter talking to the Santa Fe high school students, trying to goad them into pushing for gun control, criticizing politicians, maybe even demonizing the NRA. You know, she got really lucky. They wouldn't do anything of the sort. They said, what we need is better security, maybe some locks on the doors. Maybe we need the ability for people there to protect us. They weren't going for gun control, even though she kept asking them leading questions. And she says, there you go. Just shows how concerned people are about guns, as she finishes up. And they are pushing that. They're not having any town hall meetings there, interestingly, isn't it? As the crew was telling me during break, you know, we don't see any CNN town halls about Santa Fe because they're just not buying that. That's what Senator Ted Cruz said as he went there and talked to the students. He said they understand that this is not going to be solved by taking away our right to protect ourselves. There are other things at play here. There is a real problem in our society. We'll talk about that in a moment. But let's take a look at how things are still developing in Parkland. We have some parents, including Fred Gutenberg, along with other parents, attempting to sue the gun maker and the retailer because the 19-year-old purchased the firearms legally and used it to murder people. They're asking a judge to hold the gun manufacturer of the weapon he used to murder the children responsible. Again, he legally purchased this AR-15. This is equivalent, folks, to a situation where you got some terrorist using an automobile or a truck to run people down on the sidewalk, and then you sue the manufacturer. You sue Ford because he used a truck to run people down. That has absolutely nothing to do with it. It is legal to manufacture these firearms. It was sold legally. And, but they will stop at nothing. Stop at nothing. Isn't it interesting that they're not suing the school? They don't think it's the school that's at fault. It's the gun and the gun maker and the retailer. Ron Paul puts a fine point on it. He said, he sent out an email earlier this week. He said sources that he has in the Senate say that the Democrats are teaming up with the Republicans. You've got people like Marco Rubio and Lindsey Graham teaming up with Dianne Feinstein, and Ron Paul says they're going to ram through one of the worst nationwide gun confiscation schemes ever devised. It's going to disarm Americans without due process. You hear all this talk about the red flag, the risk protection orders, all of this stuff, folks. This should be a red flag when we've got Republicans talking about take the gun and forget the due process, or we'll do the due process later. No, you don't. And as I've said before, you know, we understand we don't want crazy people to have guns, but I don't want crazy people at large. If somebody is truly crazy, give them full due process and take the person off the street because they can easily get their hands on a car. And we've seen more people killed in many of these incidents with cars than with guns. If somebody is truly dangerous and crazy and homicidal, and they want to do a mass killing, they can do it very easily with a car or with an improvised bomb, as they just did in Toronto. More people were injured there than in the incident where the guy went in shooting and was stopped by a citizen with a gun. And so we have to understand that it is the person, not the tool. They can use acid, they can use knives, they can use cars, they can use bombs. If the person is crazy, then get them off the street. But before you take away their freedom, you have to have due process. And here's what Ron Paul was saying. He says, under the so-called red flag or risk protection orders, anti-gun family members or neighbors or associates could have your guns taken away based on mere accusations or fear. Because, you know, they're concerned about these. It scares them very much to see anybody with a weapon. That's, I guess, why they call them assault weapons. To merely see one of these things, they consider that to be assault. Because they don't really have a good definition for these things. They don't understand the difference between single action, semi-automatic action, fully automatic action. That kind of distinction completely escapes them. So it's just, it assaults my senses. I'm afraid because of that. And he says, in secret, here's the key, in secret court proceedings, where only your accuser is present, judges could determine that you pose a significant danger to someone, including yourself. See, this is the antithesis of what the society has always been set up to prevent. We had the people who founded this country had seen situations like this where you were tried without being able to answer the charges against you or even know what the charges against you are, where they don't have to bring witnesses against you, where you're not allowed to call witnesses in your defense, where you're not allowed to question your accusers. But they bring it air where only your accuser is present and a judge. This is kind of like the FISA court. Conservatives, how did that work out? We have one judge and an accuser, and they can get whatever they want at the FISA court. And now what they're going to do is they're going to set up little FISA courts to take away guns from people. That's precisely what they're going to do. And Ron Paul goes on to say, imagine your surprise when you don't even know that you're charged with anything. You don't even know that you've been found guilty, but suddenly a SWAT team arrives at your house to seize your lawfully owned firearms. Maybe they'll come in the dead of night and you'll think that it's a home invasion. Maybe you live in a bad neighborhood. You got firearms to protect yourself because there's been home invasions and robberies and burglaries before. And all of a sudden they bust in the door, you grab your gun, and they kill you and maybe other family members. You get swatted, essentially, by an accuser and a judge who want to take all the guns off the street. He said it would then cost you tens of thousands of dollars if you survive, and court costs and weeks or even months to try to convince the court that they've made a mistake. And as a Free Thought Project that put in his email here says, nobody here is advocating for people to be that are determined to be mentally unfit to be able to possess firearms. I'm not advocating that people who are mentally unfit should be on the streets. That's a big problem. That was something that happened during the Reagan administration. They turned people out. Said, oh, look, we got all these homeless. Well, you turned them out of the mental institutions because you didn't want to take care of them. Put them on the street. However, they need to be determined to be mentally unfit before they lose their rights or their freedom. I said, think about this. There is no way to stop an estranged spouse, an ex-wife or an ex-husband, from calling the police repeatedly and telling them that their ex is threatening to cause harm to others. We just had a situation in Florida where a man had his guns taken because he was psychologically unfit. But a man in Seattle who was simply open carrying a pistol, he looked out the windows and his guns were taken because his neighbors thought that it was strange for him to open carry a pistol. Anybody now has the ability to claim that somebody else is a threat and have the police take their guns, have the police SWAT them. We live in a fearful, paranoid society, especially when it comes to firearms. And people love to call the SWAT teams on people. This is a very dangerous situation. And it's being put together in a bipartisan effort. Again, Ron Paul says he has information that Lindsey Graham and Marco Rubio and other Republicans are working with the gun-controlled Democrats to push this through. Finally, Free Thought Project says one does not need to delve into the multiple what-if scenarios to see what sort of ominous implications arise from such a practice. Of course, that is what's going to happen. And we look at this, as Zero Hedge points out, in the wake of all these mass shootings, some parents are starting to have second thoughts about mass schooling. Should we have mass schooling? As I said before, I think, and we've had a lot of people say, you know, if we can't get these schools safe, maybe we should boycott the schools. That's some Democrats talking about that. One of the fathers of one of the girls who were killed in Parkland said, we need to, if we're not going to have any increased security at the schools, people need to start thinking about homeschooling, said the father who wished that he had done that. And this article from the Foundation for Economic Freedom said, quoted, one individual said, if I had the time, I would teach my kids myself and I would know then that they're safe, said a father of four, told an ABC station. But then a public school teacher comes out and she says, resorting to homeschooling is teaching your children to run from reality. Is it really? As I said, you've got in the real world that we grew up in, 60% of the teens in 1979 had a job. Only 34% of the teens have a job in 2015. Why? Because the schools make it very difficult. They have long hours, lots of homework. They have a lot of restrictions on whether or not a teen can even have a job. That's keeping them out of the real world. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Mycos EX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Schooling. We've got Memorial Day coming up, and before we get back to the mass schooling, I want to tell you about the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got 50% off many of our most popular products, as well as free shipping. We have, again, the big one that is the biggest savings of money, 50% off of InfoWars Life Select Storable Food. That's the 1 year, the 6 month, and the 3 month food supplies, 50% off plus free shipping. And here's some of the other specials that we have. BrainForce Plus, 50% off. Silver Bullet, 50% off. Alpha Power, 50% off. Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Massive specials. That's just a few of the products that we have. 50% off and free shipping. And again, the free shipping can save you a lot of money on that storable food that's storable for 25 years. Non-GMO, made in America. We really do appreciate your support, and it is necessary for us to continue the programming here. All right, let's talk a little bit about the mass schooling as people are starting to look at these mass shootings. We just had another one today at a schooling, at a school just outside of Indianapolis. We had another shooting, a couple of people injured. The shooter has been stopped. But what is wrong with our society? Maybe we ought to start looking at our schools. What are they teaching? How are they teaching our kids? And this article from Zero Hedge, actually it's from Foundation for Economic Freedom, They point out that segregating kids by age into increasingly restrictive test-driven classrooms where they're forced by law to be there unless a parent or a caregiver liberates them is hardly reality. You know, we have the teacher saying, if you try to homeschool your kid, you're just teaching them to run from reality. No, that's not reality. When you look at this, how different is the school system from anything in real life? What other system in real life are you going to have this kind of master-slave relationship, this confinement? As John Taylor Gatto, I got a quote from him. He was New York City Teacher of the Year. He wrote a book called Dumbing Us Down, The Hidden Curriculum of Compulsory Schooling. This is quite some years ago. This is when we were first starting homeschooling that he was writing that. And he had this to say. He said, I began to realize that all the bells, the confinement, the crazy sequences, the age segregation, the lack of privacy. Oh, this is a couple of decades ago he's talking about that, the lack of privacy. He even said the constant surveillance. There was already constant surveillance before they started putting all of the biometric surveillance that they're now so excited about. I've got an update on that as well in the schools. All the rest of the national curriculum of schooling were designed exactly as if someone had set out to prevent children from learning how to think, how to act, to coax them into addiction and into dependent behavior. You know, folks, when you look at the way you're controlled in a classroom setting, you have to sit there quietly. If you're not quiet, they're going to drug you. They're going to give you Ritalin and so forth. Keep you very quiet. How does that prepare you for the real world unless the real world is one where you live in a master-slave relationship on some kind of a government plantation? Because that's really what they're trying to do. They're trying to set you up to be controlled. We had Charlotte Iserby use the same terms, the deliberate dumbing down of America. She wrote that book with Phyllis Schlafly. They understand what's going on. People who are on the inside understand what this system is about. And as they point out, there's other aspects about this. Think about how we have increased the number of hours that kids are required to be in school. So in this article, for young children ages 6 to 8, schooling has increased from an average of 5 hours a day in 1981 to 82 to an average of 7 hours a day in 2002 to 2003. Today's teens, schooling consumes much more of their time than it did for previous generations. It eats up their summertime, and it eats up other historically school-free periods. Periods where they could have gotten a job, maybe. It's like, oh, now we've got all of the poor people from other countries coming in and taking the jobs that the teenagers used to have, so they can't even apply for a job. But that's okay, because the schools won't allow them time to work anyway. And what do they have to work for? Because they're not going to be allowed to buy a car and drive, because we've got laws to prevent them from driving until they get much older. So in the case of teens, spending more time in school and school-like activities may be further separating them from the actual real world. These teachers saying, oh, well, you're trying to escape the real world. The school is not the real world, folks. It is this really bizarre construct that is set up for human behavioral conditioning. So what happens in the real world? So in 1979, 60% of teens had a job. In 2015, that had dropped to only 34%. Spending more time in the contrived reality of forced schooling, less time in authentic, multi-age, productive communities may be taking its toll on today's youth. You know, you always hear the teacher saying, well, you know, homeschooling or putting your kids in a private school or coming up with some arrangement. You know, you don't have to sit there and tutor the kids. You know, it's, you don't put that kind of pressure on yourself either. Don't put that kind of pressure on your kids. You have freedom to choose your own way. Use that freedom. Use it wisely. Come up with things that work for you, that work for your family. It can be done, even if you're a single parent. There are ways around this system. Researchers at Vanderbilt University show a disturbing correlation between time in school and suicidal thoughts and attempts by young people. They talk about the pressure on them. We can see the pressure put on young children in Japan. They had always had a very high suicide rate there, but it's happening here now. We've got a Boston College psychology professor, Dr. Peter Gray, believes that increasingly oppressive schooling is leading to serious psychological damage in some children. He writes in Psychology Today, he said, children now often spend more time at school and at homework than their parents spend at their full-time jobs. And the work of schooling is often more burdensome and stress-inducing than that of a full-time job, a typical adult job. He said, a century ago, we came to the conclusion that full-time child labor was child abuse, and we outlawed it. Now we have these factory school systems, right? He said, but now school is the equivalent of full-time child labor. The increased time, tedium, stress of schooling is bringing many kids to the breaking point or beyond, and more people are becoming aware of that. It can no longer be believed that schooling is a benign experience for children. The evidence that it induces pathology is overwhelming. And so what happens when they get stressed out? What happens when they get depressed, when things aren't going right? Well, we medicate them. We give them psychoactive drugs. We give them SSRIs because they're depressed. That exacerbates their condition. Or if they can't sit still, we give them Ritalin. We have all this pharmacia that we can give them, all these Band-Aids that we give them. And those Band-Aids typically make the situation worse. Are the schools doing a great job? You know, you worry about this. If you take some alternative choice and you don't go to the government school, you're worried that your kids aren't going to be able to keep up. You're afraid they're going to be left behind. No child left behind, say the Bushes. Well, how's this working out for them? New York City. The New York City public schools spend $24,000 per pupil in fiscal year 2016. That is the most that any school district has spent per pupil of the large, of the 100 largest public school districts. They spent over $24,000 per pupil. Number one. We're number one. Let's spend more money. That'll solve it. Well, what did they get? They got 72% of eighth graders illiterate in reading. 72% of them can't do math. They're innumerate. They're not proficient in math. Well, Boston, let's take a look. Maybe that's just an outlier. Maybe they're just, you know, yeah, they spent a lot of money, but maybe there's some problems in New York. Well, Boston, ranked number two. They spent $22,000 per pupil. What'd they get? 68% illiterate. 67% can't do math. Washington, D.C., it's not one of the 100 largest, but it is a big spender. They spend $19,000 per pupil. This is what we're always told every time they want to raise our taxes. It's like, hey, you got to spend more money to get better results. No, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way with government on anything, especially on education. So what do they get in Washington where they spend $19,000 per pupil? 79% illiterate, 80% can't do math. Take the pressure off of yourself. You can't possibly do worse than the schools in terms of educating your kids. You can make sure, however, that they are taught the right thing. You can make sure, for example, that they know the difference between evil and good. You can make sure that they read and write. And you can make sure that they are not taught what to think, but they're taught how to think. You can give them the tools of learning. You can work with your friends and neighbors and other concerned parents. You can network with people. You don't have to do all of it yourself. You don't have to reproduce a school in your home. You don't have to have a situation where you stand up in front of the kids and you set them in a desk and you lecture to them. We never did that. We never did that. We had a peripatetic way of instruction where you walk along the road and you talk to your kids. It's what Socrates did. You know, the academy, that's the way he would teach people. It's what Jesus did. It's what Moses told the parents to do to their children. That is our Judeo-Christian heritage. When you look at America in 1776, these literacy rates were not 90% illiterate. They were 90% literate. How did we turn everything upside down? In those days, we didn't have government schools. And people would educate their kids in a much shorter time, and they would fully educate them in a much shorter time. They worked with their neighbors. They worked with their children. All right, stay with us. Be right back. More news. David Knight.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
Yeah. Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making Sense Common Again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we're going to talk about issues that reflect on Memorial Day. This is the time that we set aside to think of the people who have fought for America. We're going to do that in the next segment. I've got a very interesting piece written by a former history instructor at West Point, a guy who was in Iraq. Let's talk about the veterans. Let's talk about our wars. Let's think about what is involved on this Memorial Day before we get involved in more wars. He wants us to think about that. We're also going to talk about what's going on with Alexa and surveillance, with Spygate, and also with the Democrats. So desperate for votes that Cuomo has given 25,000 people who have been denied the right to vote in New York, has restored their right to vote so that he can move the Democrat Party through. If they didn't have the support of MS-13, and cop killers, they wouldn't have the votes of anybody, folks. I mean, it's they're really getting desperate with this as they see the blue wave evaporating in front of them as they double down on their support of MS-13. I've got a clip for you from the chief of ICE, Immigration Control and Enforcement, and he's still talking about this whole thing about MS-13 and animals. You know, it was a week ago that we talked about the fact that they were taking President Trump's comments out of context. You had a law enforcement officer in California saying, I'm very concerned because we have the sanctuary city situation, sanctuary state thing, and we've got MS-13, and they're making us release MS-13. What do we do about these people, President Trump? President Trump said, these people are animals. And they all said, hey, he's calling all immigrants animals. Well, the ICE chief came out, and he says, they're worse than animals. Animals kill to survive. MS-13 kills for sport. Yeah, we'll talk about that here. But I want to finish up with what I was going to say about the schools. You know, I was reading a quote from John Taylor Gatto. He was a guy who was New York Teacher of the Year for quite some time. Several years he did that, at least two, and spoke quite a bit about that. He took a very different approach. You know, we started out with a quote. A father said, if I knew how and if I had time, I would homeschool my kids. And then ABC News goes to a teacher. She says, well, people who homeschool are trying to run away from reality. I would say, you're not getting your kids socialized. Socialized means getting them to adjust to a master-slave relationship. It means getting them to embrace socialism, not to talk to people one-on-one, not to get involved in the real world working. And that's what John Taylor Gatto used to do. He used to take his students in New York City, and he would get them involved in the real world, talking to adults, working with adults, getting them into apprentice programs, a lot of different things like that that he would do. He didn't like the idea of keeping kids trapped in this artificial construct of a classroom. He said, this is designed so that kids can't learn and that they feel under constant pressure, under constant surveillance. Is it any wonder that they get depressed and then they we use that as an excuse to get them drugged up? But take a look at what's going on in New York now. New York schools, this is a couple of decades ago, he said, they're under constant surveillance. Oh, he wouldn't believe it now. New York schools are going to install facial recognition tech. It's being used now by the police and military.
As Activist Post points out, amid the highly publicized spate of mass shootings in America, one public school district is set to impose unprecedented police state tactics to ensure security and safety. Starting next year, New York's Lockport District is going to have not only bulletproof glass and surveillance cameras, but also facial recognition technology. They say they'll be the first in the world to use this in the schools. Because why? The schools are the training ground, not only for a master-slave relationship, but to make sure that you grow up in a surveillance society. With all of the metal detectors and all the police and all the facial scanning and all the biometric software, it is a conditioning factory. It is a factory system, folks, and what they are manufacturing are slaves. They say this is the technology that we've just seen outed by Wired Magazine as being 92% failure. Hey, that's about the same success rate that the TSA has. Yeah, but we're safe, right? We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to talk about Amazon. We're going to talk about surveillance, the extent that it is going on right now. At the top of the hour, I just talked about how New York City School District is going to have not only bulletproof glass and surveillance cameras everywhere, but they're putting in a biometric database to identify people. That hasn't worked too well for some people, but of course they make it work in China. They've got it very effective in China. But as I point out, this is really about conditioning. It's really about getting the kids conditioned to live in a police state, to keep them confined, to put pressure on them. And we see the band-aids that have been put on that only make things worse. But I want to play for you a clip from Chris Cuomo, CNN anchor. I could not believe that he actually said this. You know, I saw when I was looking through the news, and it might have been about this. I was going through it real quickly. Andrew Cuomo, the governor, said about Chris, he said, well, you know, he was left on our doorstep when he was a teenager. maybe he was referring to this because he disagreed with them or something. But Chris Cuomo is actually embracing, it appears, a real solution, criticizing Nancy Pelosi for having armed security but opposing the idea of armed teachers. Here's Chris Cuomo. Hell is about to freeze over, folks. Here's Chris Cuomo.
You feel that there's a little bit of an either-or problem with how we're trying to approach solutions. First, let's be honest. We haven't gotten anything done, right? What killed me when I had to go down to Santa Fe again was it's getting so hard to look in the eyes of kids like Alexis. You're happy to meet her because she's a senior. She's going to go on with her life. Thank God she survived, and she's got better days in front of her. But their families, every time, they're never going to be the same, and nothing gets done about it because it seems that there's an either or. Will you put armed guards in the schools? No, we don't want to talk about it. Let's not talk about hardening the schools. But the building we're in now, the building that you work in, the point of entry there is secure. You don't walk in with a trench coat with a shotgun underneath your jacket and get in. It doesn't happen. You know this. Why should that be part of the equation? Talk about universal background checks. Fine. Talk about mental health. How to identify them. The money for treatment. But why either or? Why not make the schools safer? I know it's a state issue, but they're going to ask for money, and that's where the federal government comes in.
I guess that's kind of a brain freeze moment for Nancy Pelosi. You heard the applause that he got there. That was a CNN audience, folks. That was a CNN anchor. He said, why can't you have armed security? Why can't you protect the schools? Why won't you even try? I mean, it's a very easy, effective way to do that. No solution is perfect. But it is a deterrent. As Rand Paul has previously said, he said, you don't see these people rushing in and attacking a police station, do you? Now, I don't want to turn the schools into a police station. And as I've just spent the last couple of segments pointing out, I think the problem is a school. I think the idea of mass schooling is an idiotic idea that belongs to the child labor laws of the 19th century. I don't think it's a good idea at all. I don't like the idea of turning my kids over to strangers that I don't know, where they put them in that kind of a factory system. And I think that it has had a lot of very negative effects on our children that is at the root of this. And all these other things that we're doing, all the security, all the drugs and everything else, those are all Band-Aids that are being put on a fundamentally flawed system. And we need to really think about the roots of where this is all coming from. But as we look at what his brother is doing in terms of freeing people up, embracing parolees, Governor Cuomo, who said that Chris Cuomo was left on the doorstep as a teenager. We don't really know who this guy is. We don't really talk about him too much. Well, what he said was reasonable right there for the first time in his life. I mean, you know, it's the broken clock syndrome, folks. He's not right once or twice a day. Maybe once or twice a decade, but he was right about that. Asked a very pointed question to Nancy Pelosi. But before we go into what his brother did in terms of restoring voting rights to felons, because this has become a favorite Democrat tactic. We've seen this done in other states just before elections. Let's talk about what the ICE chief had to say about MS-13. You know, Nancy Pelosi is defending those people as God's children. And this is what the ICE chief had to say about MS-13.
I think, you know, what I told the president yesterday, I know he's taking a lot of hits for that comment, but if you actually think about it, what I said yesterday is animals kill to survive. MS-13 kills for sport, to terrorize. And for those folks who want to question the president on the use of the word animal, talk to the parents of these children that were murdered, and not just murdered, hacked to death.
Right.
Imagine a parent living the rest of their life knowing their child suffered and was terrorized and killed slowly in such a manner.
Yeah.
And all these people who say that it is racist, that it's, you attack MS-13, that's racist, it's anti-Hispanic and so forth. The people whose children are being hacked to death, the kids who are being hacked to death are Hispanic. In many cases, in most cases, they're illegal immigrants themselves. One of the cases in New York, the father said, we thought we'd escaped these people when we came here from El Salvador. But of course, if you don't control the border, they come right through. And that's why the man who is tasked with controlling the border says they're worse than animals. Animals kill to survive. These people kill because they're sadistic beasts. They're worse than animals. And then we have Governor Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo. Earlier this week, he announced conditional pardons for 24,086 New Yorkers under community supervision. There are 35,000 total that are going to be eligible. So they're going to be putting more and more people onto that each month. Now, he is not restoring their gun rights. He's just restoring their voting rights. And maybe it's a good thing that he's not restoring their gun rights, because some of these people still deserve to be in prison. People like Herman Bell and Anthony Bottom. They were sentenced to 25 years to life in 1975. They were members of a militant Black Power group that said that they would indiscriminately murder police officers in execution-style slayings. As a matter of fact, these two guys were in jail because they went into a housing development and they phoned in a false call about domestic violence. And when these police officers showed up to try to help in a domestic violence situation, they assassinated them. And it's absolutely amazing that these guys are now being turned out by Governor Cuomo. After 4 decades in prison, both have earned college degrees. Oh, great. And good behavior records. Oh, they've got attendance certificates. Isn't that nice? They got participation trophies for being in penitentiaries. They are Black Liberation Army members, Bell and Bottom, and an accomplice who died in prison back in 2000. They call themselves the New York Three. For years, for decades, they denied killing the police officers, insisting that they'd been framed, during their trial and even after their convictions in 1975. And not only did they kill the two officers in New York, but they were involved in killing a police sergeant inside a San Francisco station house. So they go into a police station and kill a police sergeant. In 2012, they appeared before parole officers. Both men admitted their roles in killing a couple of officers, Joseph Piagentini and Waverly Jones. Said the officers were shot multiple times after they'd responded to a report of domestic dispute at a Harlem housing complex. Prosecutors said that it was a trap that these two guys had set up. Now, they have been model citizens. Since being incarcerated, Bell, who's now 66, has earned a bachelor's degree and a master's degree. He has learned to play flute, and he corresponds with homeless New York City children. Isn't that wonderful? Bottom, now 62, has also earned a college degree. He was credited with stopping a prison riot, and he helped to found an organic farm operation that brings healthy food to poor families. Let me tell you something. I had an aunt and uncle who were brutally murdered by a guy with a knife. There's no question that he did it. He didn't deny that he did it. There were witnesses that he did it. So this was not a situation where I don't, in general, support the death penalty. I'm very reluctant to support it because I feel like our justice system is so badly broken. I mean, we've had so many people who've had their convictions overturned because of DNA evidence. So it's very rare that I would support the death penalty. But this guy, who eventually died a slow death of cancer, was for years, all these people said he needs to be paroled. Look at the poetry that he writes. All these individuals here who assassinated police officers, callously denied it. They got college degrees. They play the flute. And the guy that murdered my aunt and uncle wrote poetry. And my cousin used to have to show up every few years to try to keep him in jail.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate Magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship, brainwash young people against InfoWars, psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most
most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the InfoWar. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at how you go from cop killer to Democrat voter in New York. It's not really too hard. You just got to have New York Governor Cuomo on your side. We're going to define who these people are and what's going on across this country, because it's not just Cuomo. It's also George Soros. He's given $18 billion to his Open Society Foundation. He's giving millions of dollars in races across this country. He's got 56 district attorney positions and California alone that are up for grabs. He's targeting those. He has strategically targeted areas that account for more than 5% of the country's population. What is he doing in terms of trying to get a lot of Democrats elected district attorney? Well, I think we can kind of read between the lines as to what's going on. He's got a lot of money. He's very strategic about the way that he's doing this, and we should all be very concerned about this. Maybe we need to have some election law reform about foreigners who are trying to rig our election. Oh, well, he's not Russian. That's okay. He's just Hungarian. And, of course, he is persona non grata in Hungary as well. They have caused him to move his foundation from Hungary to, I think it's Vienna that he's moved now, but they have stepped it up, putting stiffer criminal penalties on people who do things like the things that George Soros does in Hungary. We should take a look at that. President Trump should take a look at what the Hungarian people who know George Soros so well, what they have done to get that vermin out of their country and to stop his strategic influence in terms of undermining their country. We need to do the same sort of thing here as well. Before we get back into the news, I just want to tell you about the specials that we have as part of our Memorial Day blowout at InfoWarsStore.com. The products that we sell there, folks, are what keep us independent, what funds this program and everything that we do here. And we have some massive sales this Memorial Day weekend. We have 50% off your favorite products, things like supplements, things like gear, very low prices over the weekend, and free shipping. Here's some examples of what we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Dropped 50%. All these products. X2, BioTrue Selenium. You know that you need selenium. The question is, are you going to get a good form of it? This form of selenium, we call it BioTrue because it is organic. And because it is such a good quality source of selenium, you can get that now, right now, 50% off over the Memorial Day weekend. We have the Real Red Pill Plus, 50% off. We have DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Big dollar savings off of that. Our PQQ product there. We've got 170 clinical studies that have been done worldwide about how effective that is to protect your DNA health. You can read those studies, do your own research. But it is a very expensive product to produce, and right now at 50% off plus free shipping, it's a great time to try it or to stock up on it. We also have FloraLife products, 50% off, and massive savings on our InfoWars Life Select Food Supply. You can get a 1 year, 6 month, or 3 month supply, 50% off plus free shipping on this Memorial Day weekend at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's go back to these cop killers turned into Democrat voters, because we have the Police Benevolent Association in New York furious about these individuals who were part of the Black Liberation Army 40-plus years ago, early 70s, ambushing and killing police officers, and now they've been turned loose, not only turned loose, but given the right to vote by Governor Cuomo. As they point out, the Police Benevolent Association does not think that because these guys have earned bachelor's degrees and learned to play the flute and work on organic farm projects, that they should be let loose. You know, there's two things here, folks. You might look at it as revenge, but it is also to make sure that the community is protected. We can't know that these people have been reformed. Maybe they have. But we need to make sure that the community is protected from these people. That is the most important thing. And as I said, going to the break, we had a murder in my family. And I know what these families are going through. You don't want to see them released. You don't want to see them a threat to the community. And the guy who murdered my aunt and uncle was very nonchalant about it. Confessed to it. I mean, he wasn't like some of these MS-13 people laughing about it, threatening the judge. But he was pretty cold-hearted about the whole thing. So you going to let somebody loose like that? And yet, if my cousin hadn't gone, every time this scumbag came up for parole, he would have been turned loose. You had people who said, look, he writes poetry. The Police Benevolent Association doesn't care. They said since 2012, they have maintained a website, and they have generated about 850,000 letters urging these idiots on the parole board not to release these guys. They said, and others who have been convicted of killing a total of 66 police officers. You know, it's not just the police officers whose lives are important, but these police officers were deliberately targeted because they were police officers. And what has one of these guys done? One of these guys, Anthony Bottom, 2015, there was an article saying he's suing so he can get premium cable. Can't make this stuff up, folks. He doesn't want to have to serve a life sentence in Attica without premium cable. An Albany-based appeals court rejected his legal appeal to get premium cable and monthly cable packages to boot. This is the point of absurdity. Nevertheless, he was paroled, one of these guys, Herman Bell, his partner, was paroled in March by the Cuomo administration. Then, the beginning of April, you had the Patrolman's Benevolent Association again filing a lawsuit on behalf of the widow of one of the police officers who was killed. And they challenged that decision. They were only able to hold it up for about 3 weeks. And Cuomo and company were determined to let this guy go. Listen to what happened at the shooting. They said the two cops were ambushed from behind. Jones, a father of three, died instantly from the ambush. But Bell took the gun from the other police officer, took his own gun, took the cop's own gun, to finish him off, even as he was pleading for his life, telling him that he had a wife and two young daughters at home. This guy, in cold blood, murdered him. They eventually admitted to it because they realized that they would be able to get parole if they admitted to it. They denied it for decades, and then they admitted it. And so the New York Post says, first you got Andrew Cuomo's parole board springing three-time cop killer, formerly unapologetic black revolutionary Herman Bell from his life sentence in prison. And now the governor has pardoned him, and now he'll be able to vote for this governor. Isn't that nice how that works? It's a conditional pardon issued solely to restore his right to vote. Oh, how convenient. And they point out, you know, there's a ruthless killer back in 1971. Then they assassinated a cop in San Francisco. They long claimed to be political prisoners. They refused to apologize for their crimes. But then Bell abruptly changed course once the parole board rules were amended to make the likelihood of recidivism the most important factor. So they don't really care about what you did to people. Just, do you think that they're going to do it again? Well, in my opinion, I don't think he will. He says, I have so changed, you would want me to be your neighbor. He plays flute now.
He knows how to grow organic food. You would want him as a neighbor. You would want to call me up and take me to the park where I could play flute for you, quote poetry. And so as the New York Post says, Cuomo's appointees, one of whom said, "It is a privilege to set before you today, sir." They turned him loose. Who do you think he's going to vote for? I think he'll vote for Cuomo, of course. Be right back. I'm David Knight.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. Remember a couple of months ago,
We had that report. A lot of people were saying, I'm getting awakened in the middle of the night by my Alexa or my Echo, whatever, with this kind of really hideous laugh. This is what it sounded like. Remember this? Who does that sound like? Recognize that? Does that sound like Hillary Clinton or what? I mean, that's a... That would be a nightmare to have your device going off in the middle of the night with Hillary Clinton in the bedroom laughing demonically like that. But that was what their Alexa was doing. Now it's doing something else that's pretty creepy. We had a couple in Portland, Oregon, family. They said yesterday that they had a situation. They got a call a couple of weeks ago, the lady said, from her husband's employee, who said that he had had a recording of the family's conversation about hardwood floors sent to him by Alexa. And when, at first I didn't believe it. And the woman said, I felt invaded, a total privacy invasion. Immediately I said, I'm never plugging that thing in again because I can't trust it. I said, they always loved this device, but it changed with this phone call. The person on the other side of the line said, unplug your Alexa devices right now. You're being hacked. And it was an employee who was calling from Seattle. So they're in Portland, Oregon, and he's got an employee who's in Seattle. And he said, your device just sent me your conversation talking about your floors. Because she said, at first my husband said, no way. No, you didn't. You didn't get this. And the guy says, you were talking about hardwood floors. And we said, oh, gosh, you really did hear us. Unplug those things. You know, it is absolutely amazing what is happening to us with technology. It wasn't that long ago. Everybody said, oh, look at this. Alex Jones is absolutely paranoid because he's worried about the camera on his computer. No, they really are listening. They really are watching. Why is it that you have to have cameras on your television set? It's not even something you're going to be using to voice conference with people. But it's the way that they're using this information. Before I even heard about this story, yesterday my wife and I were having lunch with another couple, and it just came up at random that they'd had a similar thing happening. You know, we've all heard of the story about the couple who did the experiment. They didn't have a cat. They'd never talked about cats in any way, shape, or form. And they decided they would do an experiment because a lot of people said, well, I think that these devices or my computer or whatever are listening to me, and they're throwing products that we're talking about. They're throwing that out there to us. Even if we don't go to a site, we look at a particular product. Because you go to a site, you look at it, forget about it. You're going to see that served up forever. But, you know, we're just talking about things in the house, and all of a sudden starts throwing stuff at me. So they did that experiment, and they said, they started talking for a couple of days about, did you get any cat food? Did you buy any cat food or whatever? And they don't have a cat or anything. Never have talked about cats. And didn't watch any cat videos on YouTube. All of a sudden, they start getting served all these ads about cats. And our friend said, you know, we had a situation, didn't even tell her about that. She said, we had a situation where I had a friend come over and start telling me about a comedian I'd never heard of. And all of a sudden, I get on Netflix and all the suggestions are loaded up for that comedian. And then she said, and then shortly after that, we had somebody else. She had an Alexa. She said, shortly after that, somebody came over and they were telling me about some product that I'd never heard of. And then Google starts selling me ads for that product. And so you got this situation with Amazon. But we've also got Amazon out there selling surveillance systems to police departments, doing it for cheap, they say. And saying they got a database system, biometric system, just like the Chinese. They can identify your face. They can identify the way that you walk. And they're selling it to all these police departments and everything. The people who are running Alexa, they're going to do that kind of stuff for you. They're going to pass that information around, folks. It isn't just going to be held by the police. It's going to be out there for everybody. And these are also, Amazon is also the organization that has now so much information for the intelligence community. Is it a good idea for the CIA and the NSA to put all their files on Amazon servers? Yeah. If you're a hacker or a foreign power, it is. You know, maybe they can have a domain site, kind of like Hillary Clinton did. You know, she had HillaryClintonEmails.com. Just so if you're out there looking to see where you can grab all of her emails with stuff that is born above classified, all these confidential discussions that she's supposedly having with foreign heads of state. You can know where to get it. You know, HillaryClintonEmails.com. Well, maybe they can do the same thing. CIAData.com. Come and get it. It's not like they haven't been hacked. Up one side and down the other, they had their hacking manuals hacked. You know, all these manuals of Vault 7 stuff that we saw, where they could disguise themselves to look like Russians or North Koreans or Syrians or any of the other usual suspects. They could make it look like this document was committed or created on a foreign computer in a particular country. They had all the stuff to do that. Oh, they're so smart. And then they get hacked and all that stuff gets exposed. And all of the personnel files of people that work for the government were hacked and put out there. But they're working in some other ways as well. We had a popular legal blogger. I saw this yesterday on Twitter. This is a place called Legal Insurrection. And they said, without warning and with false and shifting explanations, Amazon just shut them down. Just like we've seen the other social media oligarchs. And of course, they had a revenue sharing program where they would put ads up. They would serve ads for Amazon products. And they said the wholesale effort to marginalize and silence voices that dissent from the leftist agenda was not as obvious then as it is now. And at time, I thought that the whole thing was just one of those inexplicable, unfortunate mistakes that happen sometimes. Well, that's what everybody thinks until it happens to you. They said that they weren't given any warning. They were just shut off of that. That was the key way that they monetized their site, what they did. And Amazon wouldn't give them any explanation. As he pressed and pressed and pressed, they finally went back and said, well, you advertised some of this stuff on emails in a way that we did not do. And he said, we addressed that back in January. You told us that you had a problem with that. We immediately rectified it. We didn't think that it was a violation at the time, but we didn't argue with you about that. We corrected that. What is it specifically that you have a problem with that we're doing now? They wouldn't give them any explanation. None whatsoever. And they just said, it's proprietary. We're not going to tell you. And he believes that it's because of the political situation, because they're conservative. He said there was no prior indication of a problem. There was no chance given to make a cure. Now, after a month-long futile process of seeking reinstatement or explanation, it's over. It's clear to me that someone at Amazon wanted us gone. And we've got House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy saying increasingly people like us are belittled, forced out of the public square. Said McCarthy, he said, conservative Christians are being silenced in corporate America and the mainstream media. Talking on social media, where some of the most important conversations of our day are taking place, is not allowed. See, it's not just hiding your eyes and closing your ears to what's going on out there, not letting you be able to see conservative news or an alternative viewpoint. They don't let you speak either. All three of those. See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil, share no evil on social media. And it's not, of course, just one of these sites. It's not, of course, just Twitter. And I think it's going to be very interesting as this judge's ruling yesterday saying that President Trump can't block or shadow ban people, you know, because that's what muting is on Twitter. He can't do any of that stuff. Then is the president, the CEO of Twitter allowed to do that if the president of the United States is not allowed to do that? That's going to be an interesting double standard. Are you getting kind of sick of this double standard? I sure am. Facebook, however, is also accused of conducting mass surveillance through its apps, using apps to gather information about users and friends, including people who had not even signed up for Facebook. They read the text messages. They track their locations. They access photos on their phones. One company is suing them. The company is called 643. They claim this is mass surveillance. And folks, when you look at this, tracking your location, tracking and reading your texts, accessing and recording your microphones, tracking and monitoring your calls, this is exactly what James Clapper and company have been doing to people and lying to your face about it, doing it under oath, lying under oath, and never being punished. That's the double standard. All right, stay with us. When we come back, we're going to have a Memorial Day message for you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals.
including meals such as Traveler Stew, Homestyle Potato Soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Well, this weekend is Memorial Day. It's a time that we remember those who died for us. And I think as we look at this weekend, I think we need to ask why they died. Some wars are justified. You know, you're listening to The Great Escape. We honor the memory of those people who fought there. But we go back and we look at recent wars. I've got something here that I want to read you from a major who is a former West Point history instructor talking about his personal experience. Remembering people who died, who served with him. Going back to the Crimean War, Lord Cardigan, charge of the Light Brigade. Remember, ours is not to reason why. Ours is but to do or die. Well, I think we should reason why. And I think we should have a public debate about these wars. What does it mean to win? What is the purpose of this? Does regime change change anything? Or are we just going to keep repeating this? Since the slaughter of our people and since the slaughter of other people. And let me read you what he wrote, the tragic record of American regime change. He said, we used to call him Mookie. We hated him back in 2006 and 2007. While we patrolled the streets of East Baghdad, Muqtada al-Sadr's Mahdi army militia was our sworn enemy. In the impoverished, slum-dwelling Shiite areas, youths hit us with sniper fire and deadly improvised explosive devices day after day. He said they killed and maimed American troops daily, including my boys, Alex Fuller, Mike Balsley, who died January the 25th, 2007. We'd patch up our wounded, we'd call in a medevac helicopter, then we'd roll back into those city streets the very next day. And as we patrolled, Sadr's ubiquitous face would taunt us, plastered on billboards and posters and flags throughout the neighborhood. Now, in a truth stranger than fiction, Sadr's political party, Mookie, has now won the recent Iraqi elections. The former warlord and killer of Americans may now play kingmaker in Iraq. Of course, mine is only one and a highly biased side of the story. From Sadr's perspective, we were the occupiers, a foreign military force with no legitimacy in his country. Perhaps he had a point. Still, his victory demonstrates just how far off the rails America's project in Iraq has gone. And it epitomizes the unintended consequences of offensive war and regime change. Still, he says, Washington never seems to learn. Since October 2001, our military has been ordered to topple at least three sovereign governments, those of Afghanistan, Iraq, and Libya. And it's theoretically seeking to overthrow another regime in Syria. And also Iran, I would add. And so then he takes a look at some of these. He said, well, Afghanistan, we were told, was the good war, according to President Barack Obama, the one that we had to fight. After all, bin Laden and Al-Qaeda were there. And so we went there less than a month after the 9/11 attacks. He said, how'd that turn out? He said, well, the Taliban and anti-American insurgency have never really ended. As a matter of fact, it's gotten worse than ever. Washington backed a highly corrupt, venal Afghan government that lacked legitimacy, that was chock full of former warlords. Peace is no closer today than it was back in 2001. And then he talks about what the Inspector General for Afghan Reconstruction has said. He said, according to this watchdog agency, Afghan troop numbers are decreasing while casualties are increasing. More Afghan districts are contested by the Taliban than in any time in recent history. Civilian casualties are increasing. Afghanistan's Taliban funding opium crop just reached record levels. Oh, it's been doing that from the very beginning. I mean, remember we had Geraldo Rivera talking about that. We had American troops guarding the opium fields. As a matter of fact, I would suggest that CIA, that's one of the main reasons the CIA wants us there, that and the lithium. Anyway, going back to his editorial here. Worst of all, Afghanistan's gross domestic product is so reliant on foreign aid that it can't sustain itself. Then let's take Iraq, he said. Iraq was a war of choice based on flawed, if not deceptive, intelligence. I would say it was flawed and deceptive. You know, it's flawed because Gina Haspel got a lot of it from torturing people. And as soon as you had Pentagon officials and others realize that, they said, we've been deceived. Gina Haspel, that awful war that President Trump said, the big mistake that Trump has pointed out, it was Gina Haspel who was instrumental in producing a lot of that intelligence, if you can put it that way. Anyway, they succeeded in getting rid of Saddam, but they ushered in looting, criminality, insurgency, a brutal civil war that's never really ended, says the major. And he says matters temporarily improved in 2009-12 when Washington made a desperate play, playing off former insurgents to turn on the most radical Islamicist in their midst. Unfortunately, it was only a Band-Aid on a gaping wound. One that couldn't staunch the chaos over the long term. When conventional U.S. forces left Iraq in December 2011, they left behind a Shiite autocrat. Notice a trend here? Yeah, we got a Shiites everywhere. Who massacred protesters and oppressed minorities. Let's take a look at Libya, the other regime change here. In Libya, no drama, Obama assured us the U.S. could lead from behind and let the mostly European international community do most of the heavy lifting in the takedown of yet another dictator, Muammar Gaddafi. Well, it didn't turn out like that. U.S. airstrikes did devastate the regime's military. And then you had an assortment of tribal militias overturn the Libyan government. Gaddafi was lynched, beaten, sodomized with a bayonet, and shot to death. And Secretary of State Hillary Clinton glowed in the aftermath of his murder, boasting, "We came, we saw, he died." You know, sounding kind of like the Alexa thing that wakes you up in the middle of the night, you know, the cackling witch. Libya now is fractured, divided between the forces of an autocratic general in the east, a tumultuous official government in the west, and sprinkled with fiefdoms of numerous Islamicist factions, including a new franchise of the Islamic State. As a matter of fact, as Rand Paul has pointed out, it's become an arms bazaar for ISIS. And guess what else, right? I want to throw this in. This is not what he said. But thanks to our first black president, Obama, or at least our half-black president, Obama, they have now reinstituted slave markets in Libya. That's something he can be proud of as part of his legacy. And so this major who taught history at West Point says, with war hawks atop the Trump administration led by National Security Advisor John Bolton, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, they've repeatedly called for regime change in Iran and North Korea. It's a frightening situation. He says, when the war drums start beating again, and they will, let us remember on this Memorial Day, let us remember the tragic record of the last three failed regime changes perpetuated by Washington, and we need to think long and hard before we sleepwalk into another catastrophe or before we're lied into it by the CIA. Because, you know, we just had, and I'll throw this in before I go to the torture stuff here, we just had in Afghanistan, they pronounced it a $5 billion failure. Another report from the Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction said, you know, we spent $5 billion here. We're trying to rebuild their infrastructure, but we have chosen places that we don't even control. And so we keep spending money on trying to rebuild the infrastructure, but while we're there, they're still shooting at us because we don't control. I mean, that's how stupid our policies are there. They don't even go into places that are at peace to try to rebuild the infrastructure. The war is still going on. They're trying to rebuild infrastructure, if they really are, in fact. But when we talk about the false intelligence that got us into Iraq and Gina Haspel's role in that, who has now been honored, supposedly, to be put at the head of the CIA, I wouldn't consider that to be an honor, quite frankly, but she does. President Trump thinks it's an honor for her to be there. The House has now voted to mandate investigations into U.S. involvement in Yemen's secret torture prisons. Oh, it doesn't happen anymore, she said. Oh, we would never do this anymore. Well, it's going on as she's being confirmed, folks. And the Senate and the House knew it, and they confirmed her, and they pretended none of this stuff was happening, just like they did when they knew that we had all this spying going on. They withheld some of these reports so they could get through a reauthorization of the spying. And then they told us, and by the way, this is what your corrupt government has been doing. They did that to us before, so now they've done it to us with the torture prisons. The House of Representatives voted yesterday to force a public accounting of the current U.S. role in torture prisons across the south of Yemen, reports The Intercept. House Rules Committee advanced an amendment that was put up earlier that would require the Defense Department to investigate whether U.S. allies in Yemen were involved in torturing detainees and if U.S. personnel had any role in the interrogations. They adopted it unanimously on the floor by voice vote yesterday. An investigation by the AP last year, folks, revealed a network of 18 clandestine prisons across South Yemen run by the United Arab Emirates, our primary ally in fighting Al-Qaeda in Yemen, they say. They found nearly 2,000 Yemenis have been disappeared into prisons where severe torture techniques were the norm, including a grill, where the victim is tied to a spit like a roast and spun in a circle of fire. So now I guess we'll have some social media idiots out there reproducing this and say, see, it's not torture. That's right. And we're doing all this for our head-chopping allies, the Saudis. Another quagmire. Another regime change. Have a good Memorial Day and remember how we got here.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.